the rest of the story. Jerusalem is a city up on a hill. In fact, in the Bible, there are a lot of references to going up toward Jerusalem. That would be from any direction, traveling there from anywhere. The journey is an ascending one. In the Gospel of Luke, it's recorded that after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. Theologians refer to it as Jesus' triumphal entry. Every Sunday school student has a picture of it in his mind, and yet not everything Jesus himself saw that day and that night is mentioned in the Bible. It is about to be mentioned. There are 400 silent years between the Old Testament and the New. Most of the little we know of this period we glean from the writings of the Maccabees. Alexander's world was falling apart. Tiny Israel in the crossfire between Egypt and Syria was herself divided. And out of this conflict arose a Syrian leader named Antiochus Epiphanes. He was militarily successful against Egypt, but he was threatened by Rome. And angry that some Jews had opposed him, Antiochus went up to Jerusalem and he had a statue of Syria's deity, Zeus Olympus, carried up into the Jewish temple, where he demanded that the Jews worship his god. And tens of thousands who refused were killed. Antiochus was determined to force the Jews to follow him, but instead, after a bloody 3 years of struggle, his troops were driven from Jerusalem. But by now, the Jewish temple and its altar, its Holy of Holies, had been desecrated. A heathen deity had been installed in it. A slain pig had profaned the altar. It would take much time and much ritual to cleanse and to rededicate the temple. And yet it did come to pass. And the commemorative festival that ensued was the first ever celebration of Hanukkah. Later to the celebration of Hanukkah were added the lights. The Hanukkah candelabrum has 9 branches, one symbolically taller than the others. And from that taller candle in the menorah, the servant candle, the others are lighted. One on the first night, an additional candle each succeeding night during the festival. Bible scholars tell us that Jesus made his triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem during Hanukkah. Well, the night before. Now remember, he's approaching Jerusalem from below. Jesus could not even have seen the hilltop metropolis that was his destination, except for the lights, because there were no street lights. What Jesus saw was a city aglow in the blackness up there, illumined by the tiny fires of many thousands of candles, Hanukkah menorahs ablaze in the windows of the town. It was not then and there, but it was against this experience, against this backdrop, that Jesus said something the significance of which is rarely fully appreciated. You remember the point of displaying candles at Hanukkah time is the display itself. It is to let them be seen. That's the whole point of the display, to let the lights be seen. And remember also the portrait of a city up on a hill, shining in the dead of night, bathed in a sort of spectral light. I hope you'll remember this context when next you hear or read the words of Christ himself. Quote, I am the light of the world. You have always known that phrase. Now you know the rest of the story.